T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The NYPD hasn't been able to solve nearly as many crimes as it would like to during the pandemic. The clearance rate is down to 26.5%. This time last year, that same rate was nearly 36%. WCBS reporter Kevin Rimcohn is on the news line to tell us a little bit more about this. Kevin, you heard from Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison. What's he attributing to that issue?
Well, Linda, there's a lot going on right now. The courts are not operating at 100%. There are fewer criminal jury trials. The community relationship with police is strained at the moment. And there is a lot of gang violence going on. Chief Harrison says one thing they've noticed is people affiliated with gangs antagonizing each other online. And that's led to the spike in gun violence we're now seeing in the city.
Are there any cases where the NYPD is looking for some help from the public?
There are two cases we talked about, but there are plenty of others. One out of Brooklyn, where last week, 7 people at a Sweet 16 in Bed-Stuy were shot. One of them, a 20-year-old visiting from Virginia, she was killed in that incident. They're still working that case and need some help from the public in that one. There's also a case from last month in the Bronx where 2 newborn boys, infants, were found ditched on a patio. They unfortunately died soon after, but that's another case that investigators are looking for some assistance in. And that's part of the neighborhood policing we hear so much about that really does make a difference in solving some of these cases.
And Chief Harrison is coming up on his 1-year anniversary on the job. Any sense for how things have played out?
Well, that's right. This Friday will mark a year since Chief Harrison was promoted to Chief of Detectives. He was the first African-American elevated to that role. Groundbreaking in that sense. And he says, looking back on this past year, there have been a lot of highs and lows. Talked about the men and women lost to COVID-19. He mentioned the Tessa Majors case as a high, the Jam Master J case, as well as highlights of their hard work. But clearly not the year that Chief Harrison or any of us really had in mind. We really had to see a lot of dancing and you know, tap dancing in terms of what we've had to deal with in terms of the pandemic, not just us, you know, but as well there at the NYPD.
Yeah, certainly not the year any of us had in mind. That's WCBS reporter Kevin Rimcohn.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.